Hello, this is Russ Hansen for Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Clean up your act. In Luke chapter 19, verse 45, we read, "Then he went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in it." There have been a few times in my life when I was so dirty I looked like a dust ball. This was after spending hours on a mower or plow. It was a sheer delight to step into a shower and wash away the accumulated dirt and grime. In the week of his crucifixion, Jesus exposed the sins of the leaders. The religious hierarchy had departed far from God's demand for holiness. Jesus saw that they had violated the sanctity of the temple by allowing commercial enterprises to exist in a place they should have kept holy. They compromised in order to profit financially. They may have justified their actions by claiming that allowing peddlers in the temple was just to make it easy for the pilgrims to be able to sacrifice. Jesus was not deceived. As I read today's scripture, I am struck with the reality that any time Jesus comes into our life, He wants to cleanse us. He will not tolerate our feeble excuses for allowing sin to contaminate us. He is the only one who can cleanse us completely. How does Jesus go about cleansing the sin in our life? 1 John 1:9. "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." Is there sin in your life that needs to be cleansed? Read this verse and then obey it. Blessings, dear hearts. Draw near to God today, trust Him completely, and be a blessing. Pastor Cecil. If you enjoyed Pastor Cecil's devotional today, you probably know someone else who would as well. Please let them know about dailyevotional.com. Pastor Cecil reminds us on a regular basis about the importance of getting into God's Word, and you can join us in doing just that by going to dailyevotional.com and going down to the bottom of the page and finding the section entitled "The Bible in 1 Year and Prayer." If you don't currently have a plan for reading the Bible, this can help you. If you listen to Pastor Cecil read the scripture portions for the day, at the end of his reading, you'll hear him pray a special prayer for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you.